You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everybody, and happy Saturday. Today is Saturday, August 13th, and on Friday night, the Philadelphia Eagles had their very first preseason game against the New York Jets at Lincoln Financial Field. The Birds started off really strong. Jalen Hurts had an impressive opening drive. He was a perfect 6 of 6 for 80 yards with a touchdown to Dallas Goedert. But after taking out the starters, the Birds were not able to finish things on a high note. The Birds fell to the Jets 24-21, but really, I mean, who cares? Just a preseason game. Following the Eagles' first preseason game, head coach Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, Kaiser White, and Brandon Graham all spoke with the Philly media and are at the podium with the presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Nick Sirianni explained why exactly he was so upset following the dirty play where Jalen Hurts was hit late out of bounds. Sirianni also described his relationship with Jalen Hurts and his instinct to protect his quarterback, and he touched on what he saw from players like Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean. Jalen Hurts shared how he's feeling after the first preseason game. He touched on his communication with Cam Jurgens and shared some takeaways from spending majority of the preseason game on the sideline listening to the coaches through the headphones. Kaiser White walked us through what happened when he picked off quarterback Zach Wilson in his Eagles debut. White also explained what it felt like to have live reps and described the feeling of having his loved ones there to support him. And Brandon Graham shared what it felt like to be back after a year and described the players' reactions following Hurts getting hit late out of bounds. Take a listen.
Nick, you were pretty fired up after the late hit to Jalen. Could you kind of take us through what you were saying to Robert?
Well, I wasn't mad at Coach Sala. I was mad at the situation. I was more mad, obviously, at the player than Coach Sala. Coach Sala is a great guy. I got so much respect for him, and it was just emotions of the game. I was just sticking up for Jalen. I'll never apologize for sticking up for my players. I should have handled it a little bit better than what I did. But obviously, didn't want that hit to happen on the sideline. I know it happens, and I know it's football, but. I was more mad at the situation, not mad at Coach Sala. He and I talked after the game, and I wished him nothing but luck, and he did the same, and he's a friend. So, and I got a lot of respect for him.
Nick, what did you think of Jalen's decision to break the pocket?
Yeah, it was a good decision. Yeah. And I got to watch the tape, but he's had a good feel of staying in and hanging in there and making the throws when he needs to make them. He did that tonight. I thought Jalen did a good job of, he was 6 for 6, perfect quarterback rating. And you're questioning one of his decisions to escape the pocket. I think that's kind of funny, but no, I just thought that he did a good job of staying in the pocket when he needed to stay in the pocket, making plays that way, escaping when he needed to make, to escape. And then also, I thought he did a great job of running the offense and under complete control and getting us to the right checks. I'm just teasing you. I was just yelling, so I guess I didn't see him pop up.
What was the reaction among all the players on the sideline after the
hit? I imagine they were just like upset, just like we were. I know our players, we got each other's backs. This is a tight-knit group.
Does that affect your decision on whether you might play Jalen in the last two
preseason games? No. Not at all. we'll do what we think's best for the team and those guys. And each case will be discussed individually. And we won't ever be scared to do something. You're gonna get hit. He got hit late out of bounds. Well, what's stopping somebody to hit him in the pocket? Like, it's football, and that won't play into our decision.
Nick, I know that you probably instinctually protect all of your players. Is there anything about Jalen that kind of specifically that brings that out of you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, he's our quarterback, right? And so, as an offensive coach and the head coach, you get close with your quarterback. I spend more time with him than any other player. In meetings, talking to him after meetings, everything. So, yeah, I mean, he's the one guy that my son and I have a handshake, and the same handshake is done with Jalen, and my son and Jalen are now doing it together as well. So him and I are close, and I just look forward to continuing to work with him.
What did you see from the rookies, particularly Jordan, Cam, and Nakobe?
You know, sometimes in the interior, you got to wait to see, watch the tape, wait to see what it is. But I thought it felt like we were on the same page in the protections. We were on the same page with the run points. I got to watch the tape. So that's on Cam. We had a false start that I'll have to iron out. But those are the little things that kill you and when they're tight games, right? And so it costs us some points. So I got to see whose fault that was. But he did a nice job. And then, I thought Jordan did a good job eating up blocks. And I thought Nakobe got to the football and made a nice play. When a guy came back, threw an ISO play, shed the blocker and made the play. I got to watch the tape. But I thought they did a good job.
You see that they've played together before and the way that they operate on
I think they've got that automatic connection, and you can definitely see that and feel that. Same with, like, I know Jalen and AJ have never played together as on a team, but they're close, and they aren't shy about telling each other what they're thinking, and they have that instant bond as well.
What did you think about the pass that when he made on the run? You like him making those good. Is he, can he do that with the system to make those passes on the runway,
the first play of the game?
Yeah,
I think that's one of his strengths, is to be able to escape the pocket and make big time plays. I thought we got a lot better at that as the season went on last year. I think about Washington, at Washington, he scrambles and hits Greg Ward for a big play on a third down. I think about the same in that same Washington game, him scrambling, hitting Goddard for a big play. He had a big one to Goddard in the Tampa Bay game. Like that, he sees the field nicely when he escapes from the pocket, and he creates explosive plays. You know, when you're the number one team in explosive plays like we were last year, they're all going to come in different forms. I know a lot of them came in the run game, but, some of the ones in our pass game that happened were when he extended the plays. And, so that's a big time skill that he has.
Nick, what's your take on that drive?
It's hard to have 18 play drives. You want to hit explosive plays and be able to move the ball down the field, because it's hard to be perfect for 18 plays. And it's not that you're perfect, but it's hard to, put all those plays together. So, but it's a nice job. I'll have to watch the tape, but it was a nice job of them stringing that many plays together after a really rough third quarter. I mean, a really rough third quarter of three and out. Four three and outs in a row. And so to be able to go down and do that as an offense, I thought that was pretty good, especially after, the third quarter they had and some of the ups and downs they had in that third quarter.
A couple more
no downs.
It was only one series for the starters, but you threw the ball every play. Everyone was at the
Are you telling me to run the damn ball?
No, is that kind of what the offense has evolved into?
Yeah, I wouldn't give any information out to that, but hey, we'll do what we need to do. We're working on some things, and we wanted to be able to coach off some things, and that's what we did today. If we need to run the ball 20 times to start a game, we'll do that. If we need to pass the ball 20 times to start a game, we'll do that. We'll do whatever we need to do to win the game. But it was nice to see them go out there and execute when we were passing.
On the first and second year players on defense, especially in the front seven, out there pretty early.
Yeah, I thought we did a nice job. The defense was running around. You really felt them running around and getting to the football and strip attempts and everything like that. I thought that, I just thought the energy was high. And that's how you want your defense to play, to fly around. Again, we'll have to watch the tape and see how everybody did individually. But it's nice when you get those young guys in and get them some meaningful reps. And, we were able to do that tonight.
On the first drive. I know you're not game planning this time of year, but was that a sort of conscious effort to get a bunch of people involved, or is that just Jalen going to where the coverage
took That was really Jalen going where the coverage took him. We have an idea of where the ball might go based off the coverages the teams play. But that's the beauty of the offense. You want to put the guys in position to make plays, but that doesn't necessarily mean the defense is going to play what you thought every time. So, we like getting everybody involved. There's no doubt. And it makes you harder to defend. And, but yeah, it was nice to see him spread it around this, early tonight.
I think it was good to go out there, get everybody to have opportunity and play. We've been working really hard this fall camp, still in the beginning phases of things. But just to go out there and execute, is really big for us. So, good job to the guys out there. Good job to everybody that had the opportunity to go out there and play today.
What you think about that? Did you see anything to the Jets?
It happened. I let y'all say whatever. He hit me late. They called the flag. We moved on.
What did it mean to see all your teammates kind of rally to your side, though?
Yeah, I think that's what we're about. In the end, I think that's us having each other's backs. And that's Philly. That's Coach Sirianni. That's Jordan Mulata. That's Kelsey. That's some of the defensive guys. JG, it's everybody.
You got a lot of people involved in the first drive. Was that sort of a conscious effort, or is that just going where the coverage takes the football?
Just going out there and playing ball. I've always talked about the trust I have to everybody on the field. So just going through my progressions, doing my job, and letting my playmakers make plays.
How was your communication with Cam?
Cam? You know, Cam's come in and done a really good job. He has so much ability. He can run. He's very smart. And I know he's early on in it, being a rookie. But he's shown so much. And for me, it's just been a diligent process. Just making sure we're all on the same page, whether it be the snap count, how we're IDing something, how we're seeing the game, making sure we're on the same page. But I'm excited for Cam.
Jalen, on the play that led to the late hit, can you kind of take us through that? Was there somebody you were looking for? What was kind of what you were saying about the need and what you were looking for?
No, I was just getting flushed out of the pocket. End up running to the sideline. It hit me late. I'm not tripping about it. So,
did you think that they drew him being a preseason guy? You're headed out of bounds. You see him coming. Are you thinking he's not going to really hit me?
I'm very pleased to be talking about this hit. If this is the biggest takeaway from tonight, then
it's pretty much just rare in the preseason game to see that. And obviously, your coach was very fired up. He's yelling at the other coach.
Well, yeah, you definitely don't want to come out here in these games and take hits, let alone a late hit like that. But it happened. I'm not tripping about it. It happens. I'm healthy. I'm fine. I got right back up and played the next play.
I think we were a little surprised AJ Brown didn't get any targets.
It just didn't go his way tonight. It's okay. He'll get his.
Do you feel like you've gotten a rhythm on 6-for-6 during that drive?
I'm sorry?
Got into a rhythm on 6-for-6 on that drive?
I think in general we talk about the importance of explosive plays. When you come out the gate with an explosive play down the field, great catch by Quez, that can get a drive going. Overall, I was just pleased to see everybody go out there, execute, and do their jobs for the first group, and then just get it in the end zone. That was the goal.
There was a big throw to Jaxwell on that drive. Can you talk about the development from him at this time last year?
Yeah, Jack is another guy that is showing up so much. Knows what to do, does it at a high level. He just keeps getting better and better, keeps getting better and better. So he's going to be a guy that'll make plays for us.
Your ability to make those throws on the run, does that make you a more dangerous quarterback from your own perspective? Do you make those plays?
I believe so. I think in hindsight, I think there are a lot of guys in the league that do a lot of special things from the pocket. I mean, I think I can do those things. There aren't too many guys in the league that can do the things that I can do in terms of extending plays, throwing on the run, getting freaky, getting down the field, making plays with my legs, running the ball. So I think that definitely adds the extra dynamic to my game. And my whole approach has always been, you know, regardless if it's throwing, running, my communication, my leadership, like take a step and get better at it. You know, I'm always in the process of getting better. That's the approach that I take day by day.
These preseason games where you can, you know, spend most of the game with the headset, kind of hearing how the game is called. I mean, what can you take away from that, if anything?
I think the one takeaway I have from it is just the natural maturation process and hearing those conversations, hearing how the coaches are truly seeing the game, how they see it unfold before their own eyes. And that's helpful for me because I'm the one on the field. So it was definitely cool to be in those conversations, talk about what we would have done here in certain situations, seeing the defense, just going through it. You know, it's fun to go out there and play the game we love, coach the game we love, and be a part of it. So it was a fun night. Not about me, just obviously the energy of our guys going out there and playing. It's always good to see the first group go out there and execute at a really high level. And then the fans, you talk about that fourth quarter when Reed's at quarterback, and that's a drive to go potentially win the game. I know they end up scoring. But the fans, they're doing waves, they're enthused throughout the whole entire deal, in it, you know, and everybody's excited when we scored. So just seeing that for a preseason game, it's wonderful. And I know we won't be back in the league until Monday night versus the Vikings, but that's noted, you know, and I'm excited for that. But obviously we take it day by day, but just the enthusiasm of the fans, that was really cool to see.
I was just a whole player, and I was playing visual on the quarterback, and I seen it in his demeanor, where he was going to go with the ball, and I just tried to sprint and make a play on it.
What did that mean to you to do that in Philadelphia?
Oh, man, everything, man. You know, first game, you know, getting my feet wet, family and friends in attendance. So, you know, I always want to go out there and put a show on, and, you know, it felt good. It's definitely a great start for me, but I got to keep building and keep getting better each and every day.
How much family and friends was with you? I mean, was it like mom, dad, or what?
Yeah, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters. Yeah, I got a big family, so they always going to come out, you know, show support.
When you picked it, did you think you were going to take it back?
Yeah, I did. I got hawked. Then I tried to hit him with the stiff arm. He slapped it down, tackled me. I was a little mad about that, but it's all good.
How's the first one?
Yeah, I think I bobbled it actually a little bit, but I was just glad I was able to, you know, catch it for sure.
The first live reps, what does that mean to you, just the live environment?
Yeah, it's good, man. You know, going against, you know, a different color, somebody else other than your teammates, and, you know, just getting your feet back wet. You know, it felt great out there, man, for sure.
As you know, I know it's just preseason, but how much is an emphasis on run defense and gap assignments and knowing where everybody's supposed to be in front?
Yeah, it's big, man. You know, you got to stay disciplined. You know, you got to work your technique. I don't care if it's a preseason game. I treat every game. How I prepare for today is how I prepare for every game. So I don't look at it like it's just a preseason game. We playing football. It's me versus you. So
does that mean you take something positive out of what you guys are able to do?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, definitely.
You
see
it.
Oh, he was real physical in the run game. He was coming down, making a lot of plays in the box. You know, he's not afraid to get it, you know, get down and dirty in there. And he's a hell of a player for sure.
Felt good, man. First play, TFL, man. Then, you know, next play we catch a pick. And I'm just, you know, it just was a surreal moment for me, man. Just being out for a year and then just make you appreciate it even more.
First live reps of the summer, BG. Obviously, you were out for so long. How did it feel to get back in that mix?
Oh, man, it felt good being with the guys. Just even being in the locker room before the game, it was just like, man, whoo, just that feeling when you know you're going to play a game. Because I used to be in that locker room just, you know, getting the boys encouraged because I knew I wasn't going to play until the next year, the following season. So to be here now, just – yeah, man, just enjoying the moment.
What did Jordan Davis show you tonight?
You know what? Jordan been showing me a lot. Like, he just been building. Like, just like I told him, it's about making sure that you're in the best shape you can for the season and just making sure you run into the ball. Just even seeing N'Kobe, you know, he's been working his butt off in practice and just seeing him make plays out there today. I mean, I'm happy for the young group because, you know, they want to listen, they want to learn, they want to keep getting better. And that's what you want guys to come in with, a worker's mindset.
Can you tell with those guys, Jordan and N'Kobe, that they sort of have a lot of reps together? You know, can you see the chemistry?
Oh, yeah, I see the chemistry. I think it was one play where I'm like, dang, Jordan missed them, but then N'Kobe came up and cleaned it up. So it was just like, man, they planned that. They, you know, Georgia Bulldogs.
with all the new guys coming in on this defense, what type of personality you guys try to develop? Where are you waiting to see?
You know what? Right now, it's still early to tell because we really – I mean, that was our first time in action for real, and, I mean, it was promising from what I've seen. But, yeah, we trying to figure that out now, figure out our identity. I mean, we see some stuff in practice already, but it's like now that we done played some live action today, go back and look at the film, and, you know, obviously it's always ways we can get better. But I do like the step that we're taking. Right now, and then next week we're going to really see when we're playing against Cleveland in practice too.
Brandon, you're the oldest guy on the team now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is that like? What are the young guys calling
you now? You know what? Old head, you know, the vet. I mean, whatever they want to call me, but I mean, how I feel, I mean, I feel like, you know, I still can, you know, lead the team and help the team, you know, win. And the guys I just try to make sure I be a great example for the guys, especially with a lot of guys that just respect just being here this long and, you know, just seeing me playing, you know, just hard every day, trying to make sure that I'm keeping up with the guys and making sure that I'm pushing them to be better too.
Jalen took that hit on the sideline. Coach was hot.
We all was.
Hot. Yeah, what was that like?
You know, we just don't want nobody touching the quarterback. I mean, especially now. I mean, you know, and that was another thing too. You know, I just found out about Zach Wilson. It's like, I hate to see it happen like that to him, you know, especially coming in the preseason game. I know you was excited for the year and then, you know, to go out the way he did. I mean, you know, you just don't want nobody to get hurt. But, yeah, we ain't like that. We didn't like that Jalen got hit. And but, you know, that's part of it. When you got your guys out there, everybody want to, you know, show their worth out there. And, I mean, it happens.
You've been around a long time. You've seen various all seasons of new guys coming. Some of them hyped to be good and some of them hyped to not be good. You've seen preseason games where people come away thinking it's bad or good. How do you keep expectations kind of you know, tempered after a game like that, especially the way the first team performs?
Well, you know, you just got to make sure that you don't get too full of yourself no time in the season. I mean, our work would be done when we done pointing at that ring, saying we gonna get that ring after we, you know, the won the game in the big game. So we need to come every day like we trying to get somewhere. And I mean, just because we did some good one game, we can stink it up the next if we start smelling ourselves. And so I don't think we gonna have that though, because we got too many guys that's been there that understand it's a long road. We gotta make sure we stay healthy, make sure that we, you know, take care of ourselves, take care of, you know, just. The coach is going to take care of us in practice. We got to make sure we take care of them off the field, too, by making sure we do the preventatives, the stretching, the massages, making sure we're keeping our body right so we can be ready for our moment. And so, yeah, I mean, my mindset and our focus is just let's get better tomorrow. Let's be off tomorrow, but then after that, when we come back, let's get better because it's something that we can definitely work on that we probably didn't get hit on yet.
Brandon, I know it's natural to want to protect your quarterback, but is there anything with Jalen specifically that kind of engenders that amongst the team? Kind of quick to rally against that?
Because of the type of person he is. I mean, he's a great teammate, a great person. And, I mean, we got a lot of good guys on this team, man, that we all build in to fight for. And Jalen is definitely one of them because he's already proven that, you know, he's going to be the guy doing it for us this year. And so we want to make sure we take care of him and protect him at all costs.
I imagine you were kind of anxious to make a play out there since it's been a while. I mean, what was the feeling like when you make that TFL, especially early in the game?
It felt good because I can definitely hear the crowd on that one because I was, you know, in my mind, I was like, man, I hope I get a sack or a TFL. And then, bam, one of them came. And it was just on the first play at that, it just made me hungry to go and practice and just keep doing what I've been doing and just working hard and looking forward to, Cleveland now that we're going to practice with them. And then just get me ready for the game, man. Just trying to make sure that I'm available and ready for whatever my role is for this team. I just want to help them win.
What's the biggest difference tonight in run defense compared to last year's preseason games? Last year, if you remember, they ran just as many running plays.
You know, total plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, it's a new team. They're everybody different from every year it's always different. We always got new guys, but I think we got Howie did a great job, and we got a bunch of guys that's got a chip on their shoulder, I feel, and want to prove themselves, like Kaiser tonight. I mean, he on a 1 year, and I'm sure he's trying to prove it this year for himself, and it's already looked promising for him because even in practice, I mean, you see him, he's everywhere. TJ Edwards, I mean, man, all them boys, man, like we got backers that's really downhill and definitely going to clean up whatever we mess up.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.